Shalom and welcome to this international broadcast of our great, good, and terrible black God, Yahweh, and his son, Yahweh Ben Yahweh. We're broadcasting live from International Headquarters, 2766 Northwest 62nd Street in Miami, Florida, zip code 33147. We, the so-called black people of America, are the chosen people of Almighty God Yahweh. We are the people of the Old Testament Bible. Prophecy in the Old and New Testament tells us to look for the coming of Yahweh, Ben Yahweh, who would come in his Father's name, Yahweh, St. John 5:43. The so-called black people of America are the most blessed people on earth. For unto us a child is born, unto us the Son, Yahweh, is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, Isaiah 9:6.
I just like to testify to you this morning that Yahweh is God. And besides Yahweh, there is no God. I just like to testify to you today that the great, good, and terrible black God, Yahweh, the only true and living God, Yahweh, has sent his son, Yahweh, Ben Yahweh, to you and me, the so-called black man of America. I just like to testify to you that Yahweh has sent our Savior, who is here to redeem us today. I just like to testify to you that our Savior is not only coming, but he's here. I like to testify to you that our Savior is here to deliver us and to bring us into our own land. And he ain't just coming no more, but he's here right now, dwelling among you and I today. And in a few minutes, the very one that I'm talking about, the very one that has you and me dressed in white this morning, the very one who has shook up this city, is here, dwelling with you and me right now, who has caused a controversy in Miami. It's Yahweh Ben Yahweh, who has caused a controversy in 100 major cities across America. It's Yahweh Ben Yahweh, who got the United States government upset. It's Yahweh Ben Yahweh, who put all of the towns out of business. It's Yahweh Ben Yahweh, who set all black leaders down. It's Yahweh Ben Yahweh, who has put the preachers out of business. It's Yahweh, our Messiah, who is here to deliver you and me from the hands of the white man. It's Yahweh, our Messiah, who is here to deliver us from the brutality of the white man, who has treated us evil and afflicted us evil for the past 400 years. It's Yahweh, our Messiah, who has come here as a champion for you and me.
And now to a service live and in progress with Yahweh Ben Yahweh.
Blessed be the King!
How do we love our brothers and sisters? What is our motto? What is our motto?
Our motto is one God, one man, one love, and one action.
We're all for one.
And one for all.
We want for our brothers and sisters.
What we want for ourselves.
What about soup?
If I had a whole soup, you better have half my whole soup.
And anything else?
And anything else.
What is the duty of a Hebrew man?
To lead in righteousness.
What is the duty of a Hebrew woman?
To follow in
righteousness. And if either turns from the law, praise Yahweh.
Praise Yahweh.
Who is God of gods?
Yahweh.
Who is the King of kings?
Yahweh.
Who's the Lord of Lords?
Yahweh.
Who's our president?
Yahweh.
Who's our governor?
Yahweh.
Who's our mayor?
Yahweh.
Who's our leader?
Yahweh.
And who do we follow?
Yahweh.
We let everything that has breath. What color are all his prophets?
Black unto Zion.
What color is Israel?
Black
unto Zion. How many tribes of Israel?
12.
What's the name of the fourth tribe?
Judah.
What did Yahweh choose Judah to do?
Judah.
How long?
Forever.
How long is forever?
Eternity.
What did Yahweh choose Judah to do?
Judah.
Who is Judah?
We are.
What did Yahweh choose you to do?
Judah.
How long?
Forever.
What did Yahweh choose you to do? How long?
Forever.
How long is forever?
Eternity.
Yahweh chose who?
He chose me.
Yahweh chose who?
He chose me.
Yahweh chose who?
He chose me.
If you don't know that,
you can't say that.
Psalms 100. Though you are an immoral people, but I'm not satisfied with your immorality, so I'm here changing you into a moral people and causing you to have moral behavior. Praise Yahweh. That makes me the world's greatest scientific behaviorist. I'm able to change your behavior from one extreme to another extreme. I'm able to change your behavior to an opposite. One from unprincipled to principled. What a blessing. This is my work among you. All people will soon learn of Yahweh ben Yahweh. I'm positive because it is written that the entire earth will be full of the knowledge of Yahweh. Isaiah 11, 9. You must write down in your notes tonight, moral behavior, M-O-R-A-L, moral behavior. And then you must go to the library and pull out several dictionaries and look up the definitions of moral and all its synonyms. And then look up every word that defines moral, which includes words like upright, right conduct, just, honorable, honest, honorable, straightforward, virtuous, upright, excellent, good, right character, godly, virtuous, and following good rules, conforming to the laws of Yahweh, chaste, principle, exact, precise, a nature fit to serve Yahweh, impartial, just plain right, lover of and practitioner of truth, oh, well behaved, of a good report, free from guilt, righteous action, acting in accord with divine law. All of that means moral. All of those words are a part of the definition. Not all, a part of the definition of moral. Then you have to look up, upright, right, excellent, precise. You have to look up each one of those words. And then look up the words that define that word. And then you have to apply all of that to Yahweh ben Yahweh, because Yahweh ben Yahweh is a moral man. He exhibits moral behavior. Yahweh ben Yahweh is upright. Yahweh ben Yahweh is a just man. Yahweh ben Yahweh is exact. Yahweh ben Yahweh is precise. Yahweh ben Yahweh is restoring our natural nature. See, I'm all of that. And if you keep your mind focused on me, as you do your research, you'll never be lost. And you will be transformed into a high moral people. Praise our way. These are the kind of classes you're going to have when you return to your respective cities. After I speak to you personally for an hour, then we're going to spend after that hour all who want to be elevated mentally and morally. You will be free to remain after my hour with you and then learn of me. And I guarantee you that as you learn of me, you'll become renewed in the spirit of your mind. You'll become a new creature. Praise Yahweh. When you learn of me, you won't walk like you used to walk. You won't talk like you used to talk. You won't act like you used to act. Because you won't be like you used to be. Why is it important that I teach you moral behavior? Why is this the most important teaching that I can bring to you and require of you? Moral behavior is not an option in the kingdom of Yahweh. I said moral behavior is not an option in the kingdom of Yahweh. It's a requirement. You are required to be of a good moral behavior. You do not have a choice. In order to remain in the kingdom of Yahweh, you must exhibit moral behavior. In order to rule the world, you must exhibit royal and moral behavior. In order to rule the world, you must be godly, meaning God-like, and says, I'm the mighty God, and you want to be God, then you have to have moral behavior. There's no escaping that fact. The world will not allow you to rule over them if you are immoral. Why? Because the white man is immoral, and the world is tired of immoral rulership. The whole world is waiting on you, Judah, to be the chief ruler in moral behavior. The whole world is waiting on you, Judah, to rise up to moral behavior. They're waiting on me to raise you from an immoral behavior to moral behavior. The whole world will throw you out of office if you're immoral, just like all other immoral people are being thrown out of office on the planet Earth. Now, the blessing is that Yahweh has blessed you with special genes and chromosomes from himself, which are designed that it will enable you to be the highest moral person on the planet Earth. Praise Yahweh. You, the tribe of Judah, from the so-called black man of America, are the only people on the planet with this propensity. You're the only ones with the potential to be perfect, upright, and moral, godly. And the world is waiting on you. You accept the challenge?
Yes, sir.
You cannot rule except you accept the challenge.
Yes, sir.
And when I show forth you to the world without spot, blemish, or wrinkle, they will just give us the kingdom. You're who we want to rule over us. They will say, we'll just give you our gold and silver if you'll just show us how to have moral behavior. We don't want these kind of leaders we have. We want someone with morals. Judah, you got it? Come on and rule over us. Come on, Judah. Praise Yahweh. You see, if I give you a job in Yahweh's kingdom and you prove yourself to your congregation to be immoral, they don't want you over them. Though they be immoral, they don't want you over them as immoral as their leader. They want to be able to look up to a moral man. They want to be able to look up to an upright man. They want to be able to look up to a just man. They don't want you over them immoral. So from this feast, I'm demanding morality. From all of my representatives, all so-called elders and trainees, I'm demanding morality. When I send a brother to your city to represent me and he exhibits immoral character, it destroys his effectiveness. He becomes ineffective. You want to believe somebody can be moral. So if Yahweh ben Yahweh is going to have you over me, then you're going to have to show me some morality, or I'm not going for you. You just can't tell me what to do if you're going to be immoral. I'm sorry, brother. This requires a change. You can't talk about the change. You have to show the change. I have some sisters from Indianapolis, Indiana, who do not have an elder. They wrote me a letter. Said they three different houses are ready to receive an elder. They are ready to receive a representative from me. They said, we have a place for him to stay. We'll feed him. We'll take care of him. But we want him to be righteous. Praise Yahweh. That should not require one of my elders to be weak at the knees. He should be able to say, here am I, a moral man, send me. See, if you're a moral elder, that means you conform. Conform to what? Conform to whatever Yahweh ben Yahweh said. Conform to the law, statutes, and commandments of Yahweh, and follow the rules that Yahweh has set down. Follow the rules that Yahweh ben Yahweh has established before us. We know what Yahweh ben Yahweh wants because he's told all of us. He doesn't tell the elders in secret and don't tell us what he wants us to know. I want all of you to know, I expect my representatives to be moral. Praise Yahweh. What does that mean? That means there has to be a change in the twinkling of an eye. You're going to have to give up the incorruptible body and take on the corruptible body and take on the incorruptible. What does that mean? That means give up the corruptible mind and take on the incorruptible mind. And then you become my body, a part of my body. I'm incorruptible. I cannot be corrupted. No one can take me from Yahweh, my purpose, my mission, my goal, my divinity among you. Nobody can take my Godhood. Nobody can destroy that. I can't be tempted by Satan. Let's try Acts 13:35. That's not it. Acts what? That's right, 30. Acts 13:35. I refuse to put on these glasses. Acts 13:35. Read.
Wherefore he said also in another song, thou shalt not suffer thine holy one to see corruption.
Psalm 16:10. Let's go through 9, because some of you want to know, well, if we die in Yahweh, what'll happen? If we die believing in Yahweh, what'll happen? 16:9, read.
Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoices. My flesh also shall rest in hope.
Isn't that nice? Read on.
For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption.
Praise Yahweh. Don't worry, Yahweh won't leave your soul in hell. Neither can I be corrupted, because I'm the Holy One, and I'm here to change you from the corruptible to the incorruptible. 1 Corinthians 15:52. This is a must. This is reality. Read.
In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed.
Verse 53, read.
For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality.
See, you will become immortal when you have a change of mind. And as a result, death will be swallowed up in victory. In the next verse, read.
So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory.
Read the next verse.
O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory?
Uh-huh. Now let's find out what death is. Read the next verse.
The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law.
Uh-huh. Breaking Yahweh's laws is death. Romans 6:23. Romans 6:23. Read.
For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of Yahweh is eternal life through Yahweh ben Yahweh, our Lord.
You got it? Remember, you read it first here. Did that sink in on you? How do you get eternal life? It's written right there in verse 23. Through who?
Yahweh.
Through Yahweh ben Yahweh. Through the Son. So I'm here bringing about that which was written, the change. And this is the first feast whereby I'm putting it into effect. This is the most serious feast we've ever had, because I'm bringing about a change from corruption to incorruptible.
Please return to side two for part two of Moral Behavior.
Everybody in the kingdom of Yahweh must change. It's not point your finger at him and say, why don't you change? And when you change, Elder, I'll change, and then you'll be following him to hell. You can't take a chance on following him to hell. It's now you know you must change, you change. You change. Praise Yahweh. Conversely, the elder can't point a finger at you and say, when are you going to change? You say, you change. If the elder is moral, he'll show you he's just. Oh, yeah, he'll be just. Oh, yes, he'll be just. See, once I open up your eyes to what moral is, morality is, and you study in morals, it's over. Can't nobody hide. Up till now, people could hide. I mean, you judge morality on sexual behavior, probably only. Or probably dope. Profanity. Simple things, you know? That was your sense of morality. It was smoking, drinking, alcoholic, drug, lying, stealing. But it's so much more. I pointed out to you earlier, and as you study and learn of me, you will discover that the definitions of moral is, whew, you're going to be studying a long time. You would never dream such a small word would be so big. Moral behavior is a big word. You can't just read about it. You must memorize it, absorb it, take it into you, and make it a part of your nature. It must be natural to you. Praise God. When you are moral, you don't care who steals. Moral behavior is honesty. So you don't care who will steal. If everybody around you is stealing, you'll never join. Because you will be honest. Showing forth moral behavior. You'll never join the pack. The pack is always wrong. You ever notice that those who be saved are of the remnant? That means the masses of the people choose immorality. You've been ignorant about moral behavior. So from tonight, you will be conscious of moral behavior. You have said, well, I'm coming to Yahweh, and I love the word of Yahweh ben Yahweh, and I want to be saved, but I don't know how to act. I don't know how to treat our king. I've never had a king before. Nobody taught me how to treat a king. Not to think about the king of all kings. The only thing I ever saw about a king was on the movies. He was big and fat and had a great big pig and pheasants and chickens and stuff in front of him, you know what I mean? Drinking wine and burping and carrying on. I saw a bunch of women dancing for him. That's all I ever saw. I don't know how to behave in front of a king. I don't know what good manners are. Nobody's ever taught me. Don't you know that's the truth? The white man has been your teacher all of your life until you met me. So he's an immoral man. You have never been taught morality. Praise Yahweh. The white man is unrighteous. Proof? Public schools. What could be better than to teach people how to be like God and to be godly and to be honest? And how to be honest, not just simply say, you should be honest. That's not teaching. You are not taught honesty in the public school. Honesty is not a term paper. Honesty is not a semester. Some colleges offer ethics as white folks see it. You've gone all the way through college, many of you, and hold degrees, and you've never been taught moral behavior. Then what have you been taught? Immorality. Immoral behavior. In other words, unrighteous conduct. Instead of right conduct, wrong conduct. You've been taught everything wrong. And if anybody stands up in the public school systems and attempts to teach morality, you are ostracized and kicked out of the school, even if you be a teacher. They have to get rid of you because they don't want moral students. They don't want a moral nation. They want a people they can prey upon, rob, because they know what they do is teach you immorality, then their laws are based on morality. Why? You're automatically going to fall in every trap this white devil has set for you, because he has thousands of laws, many, many more, tens of thousands of laws on the book. All of them based on morality. Thou shalt not steal. He's got 1,000 laws on the different ways you can steal. White collar crime, blue collar crime, straight out old plain crime. You know, embezzlement is different from thievery. Embezzlement is different from burglary. Burglary is different from strong arm. Strong arm is different from with a weapon. Extortion is different from blackmail. All that stealing and corruption. But Whitey got all those laws covered. Every act you do, he got on the book that's wrong. It's against the law. See? But he doesn't teach you morality, which would make you a law keeper. He teaches you immorality, so you will forever be a victim for his lawyers and his judges and the prison system and the jail system, where you shoot and kill one another, destroy your families, and destroy yourself, because he taught you immorality to have a devil mind. And when some poor child is taught from birth through high school and college corruption and immorality, most of them will go for it. And it will seem like the natural thing. People will say, that's wrong. And your child won't say it's not wrong. They will tell you, everybody's doing it. The question in their mind is not about whether it's right or whether it's wrong. They have been programmed and conditioned and brainwashed to go with everybody. Everybody else is doing it. But you don't notice everybody else is being destroyed. Everybody else is going to jail. Everybody else is falling in the traps. They got you fixed whether you be a doctor or a lawyer, teacher, or professional. They will come and tempt you with a little money, and they call it sting operation. They can trap everybody in America on immorality because that's all you know. The devil is so slick that he will tell you, I got everybody in the world so corrupt that I can tell you up front, everybody got a price. Everybody got his price. How many has heard it? See, look at it. This is universal. Everybody's got his price. That means everybody's immoral. Well, they can't buy me. I'm one that they can't buy. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Isn't that refreshing? Now imagine how difficult my job is to come to a people who have been raised like an animal from birth, immorally. And I come teaching you morality. It's automatically going to be unattractive to the majority of the people. Why? Because immorality says, I can do what everybody else is doing. I don't care nothing about whether it's right or wrong. Everybody I know lies, steals, and cheats. So, hey, man, you can't say nothing to me. White folk do it. Anybody heard us say that? White people do it. Look who your standard is. White people, the devil. Not God. You don't say God does it. So you don't want to hear about God because you know God is good. And good is proper and fit and well-behaved and excellent and of good morals. Huh? Yeah. Don't want to hear about that. Because Whitey has programmed you to love filth. When someone comes and tells you that's filthy, you say, well, the white man eats shrimp. He eats cunt. Oysters. You know, those cunt, that thing that got a big old shell on it, right? Crawls around the ocean. You were immoral. I told you. See, the white man did that to you. I'm talking about something crawling around on the ocean. Those great big shells, you know, they call it cunt chowder and cunt soup. And they eat them raw. They eat them uncooked, you know what I mean? And for some reason, I have a feeling that your mind went off. I think the devil has made your mind immoral.
Praise God. See, that's because, see, the white man has turned your nature around and caused you to love to eat it. Well, you have been eating shrimp, oysters, snail. He even called it escougar, and all that stuff. Instead of, why don't the devil just say snails? Give it some old long name. I mean, the devil got you so immoral in your mind, that I can't even talk about eating it without you going off. Has he done his job? Has the white man done his job? Is he moral or immoral?
Immoral.
Has he taught us to be moral or immoral?
Immoral.
Then he has made us fit for hell.
Thank you for listening to our international broadcast. And now some announcements by Yahweh Ben Yahweh.
I would like to once again thank you for listening. It is time for us to wake up nationwide. It is time for our people to come to Yahweh, return to Yahweh, and join the kingdom of Yahweh. For the end of this white man's world is at our very door. Come to Yahweh while you still have a chance. Run to Yahweh. Fly to Yahweh, for the kingdom of Yahweh is at hand. 2 Timothy 2:15 teaches us to study Yahweh ben Yahweh, which means to research all the facts about Yahweh ben Yahweh, seek to understand the nature of Yahweh ben Yahweh, and then learn how to apply all this information to better our lives individually and our nation Israel as a whole. Also, studying 2 Timothy 2:15 means that we should show ourselves approved unto Yahweh, the mighty God, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So I invite you to study and do your research. Some of the books and aids that you need in studying Yahweh is the dictionary, encyclopedias, and also go to your libraries and research the word and the name Yahweh. I highly recommend the following books for you to read and study and do research in, and they are the original Black Bible, the King James Version, The Way It Looked Before the White Man Changed It. Also, You Are Not a Nigger, Yahweh God of God. Also, Let My People Go. Also, the Hebrew Israelite Divine Dietary Law Book. Also, 100 Years of Lynching, and our many pieces of free literature and free catalogs. Now, I would like to make a very exciting announcement, an earth-shaking announcement. I have a brand new book that is going to shake the entire planet Earth up. All nations on the earth are going to be mourning over this book, titled Yahweh Judges America. Yes, my brand new book, Yahweh Judges America. Every family and all nations must have this book. Also, I would like for you to read The Mighty Black Man, which is highly symbolic with great information for us and our children. Wait, another announcement. I am releasing my second new book, which is for the entire family, titled Yahweh Ben Yahweh Mathematics, Designed to Rule Forever. In this country, we as a people have never been taught how to count. In my book, Yahweh Ben Yahweh Mathematics, Designed to Rule Forever, I show you as the nation of Israel how we will continue to be prosperous and the ways we will continue to have good success. And remember, it's designed to rule forever. Also, I would like to encourage you to listen daily to the cassette tape lesson. You may take me in the quiet study room, or while you are lying down in your bed with the lights out, you can listen to your cassette lesson and let Yahweh Ben Yahweh bless your mind and bless your home. Also, you should be playing the music of Yahweh in your home and invite your friends to play the music of Yahweh in their homes, such as we have the world's best-selling underground album on cassette tape titled, for example, Let My People Go by Elder Gideon, and also on another album, Spread the News by Elder Yosef. These two great best-selling tapes you will enjoy highly, and they are musical tapes by Yahweh. Now available is Yahweh's demo tape, which are samples of each album cassette tape. You should want to own in your home or play them in your car. Every Hebrew Israelite should own and play Yahweh music. There are 7 tapes you must have. 1, Songs of Zion. 2, Let My People Go. 3, Yahweh Our Messiah, all by Elder Gideon. 4, Spread the News by Elder Yosef. 5, Yahweh God of Gods by Josiah Ben. Plus 6, Summer Tour Part 1, and 7, Summer Tour Part 2. Also, I would like to invite all of you listening to this broadcast to help wake our people up. Spread the news about Yahweh and his son, Yahweh Ben Yahweh. Testify about Yahweh Ben Yahweh. Go out and make 1,000 friends among our people. My dearly beloved brothers and sisters, I would like to invite you to write me. Write for more information about Yahweh and the greatest movement in the world today, the Kingdom of Yahweh. Whenever the elder is not answering you locally as you might desire, then feel free to write me here at headquarters in Miami for more information. You may feel free to write me personally anytime you choose here in Miami, Florida, 2766 Northwest 62nd Street, zip code 33147. We want you to know that we are now a worldwide movement in 15 countries. People all over the world, in the Caribbean islands, in the northern tip of South America, in Africa, Hawaii, Philippines, Korea. They are receiving our literature and reading about Yahweh and his son, Yahweh Ben Yahweh. And they are also accepting Yahweh as God. In America, we are in over 655 cities. And we have over 5 million people who are reading our free literature and our free newsletter every month all over America. Can you imagine 5 million so-called black people in America reading about Yahweh and his son Yahweh Ben Yahweh every month? This makes Yahweh and his son Yahweh Ben Yahweh the most powerful voice among our people here in the hills of North America. It is very important that you who accept Yahweh as your God and believe on the name Yahweh Ben Yahweh, the son of Yahweh, that you get your name entered into the Lamb's Book of Life. So you need to write me for a Lamb's letter. If you would like to have your original Hebrew name and you are tired of going in the white man's name, you are tired of having a slave name after being free over 100 years, you are ashamed to have a slave name that your foreparents were forced to take during slavery, then write me for your Lamb's letter and I will send it to you quickly by return mail. The scripture is Revelation chapter 20, verse 15. So return to Yahweh today. Join the greatest and fastest moving organization on the planet Earth, helping our people here in the land of North America. We, the so-called black people of America, are the ones standing in the greatest need and help. We need help more than anyone on Earth. Lastly, I would like to invite you to send your tithes, your donations, and your offerings to headquarters. Send them directly here to headquarters in Miami, Florida, 2766 Northwest 62nd Street, zip code 33147. Send all your tithes, offerings, and donations to headquarters so that I will know what you are doing directly myself. Read Malachi chapter 3, verses 6 through 10, and govern your life accordingly. Once again, it is a pleasure talking to you, and I have truly enjoyed this session that we have had today. Call your friends and tell them about this wonderful, wonderful program, and come and be with us. We meet every night at our local YU in your city. YU means Yahweh University, where we offer the highest degrees known to man on the planet Earth. Come and join this 1 hour of letting me bring you a message directly from my Father Yahweh to you. And then you may study and learn of Yahweh ben Yahweh according to Matthew chapter 11, verse 29. You must take my yoke upon you and learn of me, and that will make you God, according to Psalms 82, verse 6. And after class, fellowship. Get to know one another and love one another and have wonderful times together. Also, the most important thing you can do after this is remember the appointed feast in Miami where Yahweh chooses to place his name according to Deuteronomy chapter 16. You should not miss one feast. Make arrangements now. Start saving now. Make your plans now. Some of the other feasts and holidays that you should be aware of and keep are the Feast of Weeks on May 20th, 1986. Once again, that's the Feast of Weeks, May 20th, 1986. Then celebrate with me at home the Memorial Blowing of Trumpets on September 8th, 1986 at sundown. In the future, I will make tapes available to you on these holidays so that you may enjoy them in your home. 10 days later, you must keep the Day of Atonement on September 17th at sundown. This day may be kept in the quietness of your home. You should fast and pray for 24 hours without food or water, asking Yahweh to forgive you of your many sins. Then on September 21st, beginning at sundown, I'll see you personally once again for the Feast of Tabernacles. That's September 21st through the 29th. Don't miss this exciting feast that Yahweh, our God, demands that we keep here at International Headquarters in Miami, Florida. It is his law that you meet me at the Feast of Tabernacles and not come empty-handed. Yahweh ben Yahweh's disciples and followers are saving a $360 gift for the feast. If you are unable to come, send it at that time. I will not be making a 1986 summer tour, so you must come to the feast. I want to see you personally and bless you and your family personally. I want to bless your home and bless you September 21st through the 29th. Always remember that Yahweh is God, and besides Yahweh, there is no God. Now there's one more very important announcement I want to make because I love you. We have produced for you Yahweh Kosher products. Yahweh Kosher products means that there are no additives, no preservatives, no poison, nothing that will hurt you or harm you in any way. These products have been tested and tried and have been on the market for over 2 years. All over America, in every major city, people are familiar with Yahweh products, and they are Yahweh hair food, Yahweh shampoo, Yahweh conditioner, Yahweh's hand and body lotion, Yahweh's facial natural products, Yahweh's soap carbolic, which helps to get rid of rashes and other skin problems and blemishes. Also, you may send for our free catalog describing these products and many, many others. So we are the ones who love you and care about you and are giving you products that are the best for you. So you may order these products. These are products that you can order only from headquarters. This is a mail order products only, directly from headquarters. So if you would like to have the best products in the world for you and your family that will help you instead of hurting you, then you send for a Yahweh catalog and we will rush it to you by return mail. It seems that Yahweh is never finished with giving us excitement and new products, and causing us to make new announcements. Once again, a new first. All over America, our women have requested famous natural oils, perfume scents. A world famous example is Giorgio. We have what you want. Remember, we have what you want. This is our wonderful introductory offer, Giorgio. World famous. You will never beat our prices. Always remember that our motto is one God, one mind, one love, and one action. And above all, never forget that Yahweh loves you, and so do I. Shalom, shalom.